Well, now the name, the Brown Town, came from the Browns that lived here.
Camp had Caroline Power Brown and his mother. Mr. Jeff's mother.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Caroline Power Brown.
Was she the first one to live in this area?
Uh-huh. First one to live here. And everybody here was brown, so they called it Brown Town.
Why did she suddenly just build one house? Were there lots of houses that were built here?
All these houses was here. What want to do? My husband have to tell you about that. Because, see, I come from Scotts Hill up here.
Mm-hmm.
I was married when I come up here. But we used to come up here and play a lot. With them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We used to walk. And right down there behind where we come, where Scotts Hill, you used to be sparkleberry trees down there. And
what are
chinkleberry
trees?
Chinkapin trees.
Now, I know about chinkapin, but what are sparkleberry?
Sparkleberry was a little tree. Looked something like a hedge. And it would have black berries on it. And it come in the fall of the air like chinkapin. When people get ready to harvest peanuts.
Uh-huh.
And that would be our place to go down there and play, because we can get to a lot of sparkleberry trees and chinkapin trees.
What'd you do with the sparkleberries?
We would eat the sparkleberry, but the chinkapin would juke and get us a big nail and juke a whole thing and string them like bees and wear around his neck.
And how big was the sparkleberry?
About big as a chinny, a hickory nut out there, about big as a hickory nut, but it was long.
And they were, where were they growing at
that
time?
Growing in the woods.
Just in the woods. Uh-huh. They're wild.
Uh-huh. Now right down there where the Eden's there, there used to be some hickory nut trees down there. Big old hickory nut tree. You know about a hickory nut tree. And see, they have a lot of hickory nuts on them. And in the fall of the air, they would fall off. We would go down there and pick them up and put them on the track and let the train run them over.
And then you'd eat the nuts left over? That's a pretty smart way of getting them cracked. You didn't ever put a penny or anything on the track?
Yeah, we used to put a pin on the track. And then we used to put two straight pins on the track and say, make some scissors out of it. Let the train run over and make some scissors out of it.
What, do you put them side by side?
Just cross them.
You put them crossed, and then I never heard of such a thing.
See, we didn't have all this fancy stuff like the children got now, so we had to make our own decisions. And see, when we had the train coming, we would get on to put us here to the track, and we said, the train coming out, and we would jump and run. When the train passes, we would go back and put us head down, and we said, the train out of sight now. See, we didn't have nothing to amuse us like these children got now.
I think you had more fun than they do now,
uh-huh,
for sure.
We did. And jump rope from sun up to sundown.
Did you have any kind of a swing or a rope
in
the tree?
Yeah, put swings and swings up the ropes up the trees and put a piece of board, you know, across there where it wouldn't hurt us. And sometimes people we didn't like, we would take us board out to swing, and they had to get some tow bags and put on this swing.
And that, what, they tie them in knots or something?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever have sack races with the tow bags?
Yeah, you just put them on the heads and everything. It was some naughty little.
What'd you do when you put it on your head?
Put them on the head and mash them way down and lead them and tie a string around and lead them. And the children, what we didn't like, we let them walk into the tree.
Would you kind of play monsters or something when you had them over your head like that? Mm-hmm. What were you thinking of when you put them over your head?
You think about the devil jugging the pitchfork in when you be begging.
Oh. But did you ever get in them and jump in them?
Oh, no.
And have races?
Get in the bag and tie the thing up there and jump. See, I told you we had to make us own little things. Well, see, Mom and Papa didn't have no money like these people here had money. Then we get automobile tied and put a big chain on that and put them up the tree. And you ever hear them talking about people climb a chinny bear tree to get home?
Mm-hmm.
So Grandma had a big chinny bear tree on this side of her yard. And she had a maple tree on this side. So we would wait till Grandma go in the kitchen and cook. And we'd go up the chinny bear tree and get home. And Grandma had to come out the kitchen and get us out.